Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now, University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer, who spent the week in the Bahamas at the Bahamar Hoops Pink Flamingo Championship. I can't think of too many better ways to spend some time than in the Bahamas. I know the competition was tough, but still, you were in the Bahamas.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Well, I'm good, and Don left, so I think he's really doing well now. He left us early.
No, that was what a great test for our team, and what a great revelation it was. I mean, we've been playing some home games against, you know, mid-majors that were postseason teams, so they were challenging games. But you never know until you go up against, a Pac-12 opponent and NCAA tournament team and an Elite Eight team in Indiana, both, ranked in the top 25, Indiana's top four. So it was an unbelievable challenge for us. And I thought the first game we kind of were a little shell-shocked, but the second game against Indiana, I thought, you really saw how great of a team we can be. It was a heck of a game.
Yeah, you held them to 20 points below their average. You went eyeball to eyeball with Indiana. How did you do that?
And then I think they were scoring about 76 or 77 a game. We held them to like 52. So we did it out of necessity, and that's actually what it's been. And so, when you're coaching and you try to figure out your team's identity, and I'm a little bit shocked. I'm shocked that we're not scoring more. But honestly, we still have, Destiny Harden's not in, and she's kind of a player that can, she can get you 20 and she can facilitate for another 10 or 15. So she's a pretty important player. I mean, Makia Gray is still battling, coming back, not quite the same player. So, Mikey's a scorer too. So, when you think about it that way, there's a heavy load on Kelsey Marshall, and she's doing it. I thought her last game against Indiana was just phenomenal. She was way more patient. She wasn't forcing. She wasn't pressing. She trusted her teammates. And then in the end, we dialed up about five straight plays for her, and she came through on every single one of them. And Pertner won the game on that last shot, which was an incredibly well-executed play. A lot of confidence in Kelsey. And, just an unbelievable ending to a game where we end on an 11-1 run, almost a 14-1 run. To steal a game there. Just great focus, grit, and execution by my team.
Kelsey had 11 straight points in the final 4 minutes of that game. I was going to ask you, I think as a broadcaster you go through this sometimes too. Here you are, you're playing a top five team in the country, right there every inch of the way, a chance at the end to win it, doesn't go your way. That moment when it doesn't go your way, what are you feeling? It's like, oh, we're right there. You're proud because you're right there against this team, but then there's like this little knot in your stomach, right, that says, oh, we could have won that. How do you take that all in? How do you process it?
Well, I mean, so we battled them. They had double digit leads in the second and the fourth quarter. So, first quarter was great. Second quarter, they got away. We cut it back down, ended the half on a run. Third quarter, even. Fourth quarter, it got away from us a little bit, just in a few empty possessions, they got another double-digit lead, and then we end that quarter on a run. So what you want to do as a coach is, you know, close the half, close the finals on a run, like in your favor. So we did that. But, I don't think we were, like, trying to participate in that game. Like, we were planning on winning that game. There was absolutely no, like, pat on the back. You know, but, I mean, Kelce literally had a shot to do a 14-0 close.
Right. That would, that would have been a hell of a closing argument, right?
Right. I mean, we haven't been scoring 14 in a quarter. I mean, being honest, it's been a frustrating offensive deal for the team this year. So Kelce herself, with her teammates, literally like screening for her, getting the ball, the decoy plays. You know, I thought my staff and I called a really nice last 4 minutes of the game as well. But everything went really well for Miami, and so at the end there, when she shot that ball, I mean, Joe, I had my hand up. I was walking the court. I was on the bus. We were out. Yeah. That thing was in. Right. It was in, and it was exciting. And so, but then afterwards, like I don't do the whole pat on the back thing. I kicked the door down. I was mad at the team. I mean, there were just that's just we expected to win. I didn't you know, fluff them up and say, hey, great job, ladies. I mean, we got a lot better in this tournament, and that was the point of it. And you know, I don't think we didn't go backwards at all by any means. We went a lot of steps forward, but I expect to win every time, you know, and I told them, you put a U on your chest. I don't care who you're playing. We're supposed to beat top five teams. We're supposed to be a top five team. I don't do that. So I was still angry and hoping that, you know, we improve next time because we play another top five team. And that's just the nature of Miami.
Yeah, I was going to say, nice job on the schedule here. Okay, up next is number 8, Maryland, on Thursday for the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Right, and to be honest, we know we're going to have a challenge every year. We've been trying to take Mykia home to Maryland. It was something I talked to her about in recruiting and told her that, and Brenda Freeze, the coach of Maryland, and I are good friends, and we've been trying to schedule it, trying to work it in around the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and this year we said, listen, why don't we just request each other, see if we can get it done, because, you know, it's time. I love the Maryland game. Every time we played them in the ACC, some of our epic games have been against them. I mean, they won a national championship my first year at Miami here, and I have tons of respect for their program. So it's a great game. It's a great road game, and it's very, very much the expectations of our program and what we plan on doing. And, you know, being in that tournament in the Bahamas and seeing the national champ and Elite Eight and Final Four teams, and NC State was there. And I mean, it was just, that's the level we're at. And it was really nice to look left and look right and see these awesome teams perform and go, you know what, we're right there too. So that's just courageous scheduling, but you've known me for a long time. That's what we do.
Yeah. And I think those are springboard games. You're right there. You're going to win the next one.
Exactly. Right, exactly. And we come off of that, and we have Tulane, which is going to be another NCAA team. I mean, I think there's only been maybe one team that we've played so far this season that isn't postseason. You know, I mean, every game that we're playing, and then we'll, you know, even venture about the ACC. But we have a lot of newness on this team. We have a lot of transfers. We've got 7 new players, and they're all stepping up, and they're all playing hard, and they're all understanding that it comes down to possessions and focus and intensity. So I have no regrets. I mean, I think we're doing the right thing and we're doing it the right way.
Well, along those lines, let me tell the audience some of the things that your team is accomplishing right now. You've held 4 of your 6 opponents to under 55 points. You forced 20-plus turnovers in 4 straight games. You have forced double-digit turnovers in every game this season, double-digit steals in 3 straight games, including 15 against Indiana. So on one end of the floor, for sure, you had something to hang your hat on. And I know your business. Most people want to start on the defensive side.
Well, if you're going to win big, you know, not just, you know, beat teams that you're supposed to beat, you know, we need to be beyond that at this point in our program's history. Like, we need to be beyond, like, let's schedule games that we can win 80-30. Like, that doesn't do anything for anyone. But the fact that it's been so necessary this year, and that our players, I've had some teams that played defense because they wanted to get the ball back for offense, but this team actually will play defense for 30 seconds. They love it. They're into it. They're committed to it. I think Coach Fitz has done a great job of getting that mentality right. And it's turned out, it was one thing to hold some mid-majors around 50, but to go in there and Washington State, who was averaging almost 80 points a game, Indiana, who was averaging almost 80 points a game, and to not let it affect you. Like, our offense isn't clicking right now, but we don't get frustrated. We don't surrender. We just fight back on the defensive end. And that was kind of the talk of the Bahamas, was a lot of coaches that were some of my friends that I've known for a long time. They kept saying, your team is so resilient. It's unbelievable how hard they fight. And they just won't give up an inch of the basketball court against the nation's top team. So it was a good display, and I feel like we'll get clicking on the offensive end. But just to be that competitive at something that people usually don't get credit for says a lot about the spirit of this team.
Yep, no question. Okay, best of luck against Maryland, then back home for the weekend. Holiday Classic, Saturday to Monday, opening up with Tulane. So that should be a lot of fun, as it always is. The very best of luck against Maryland this week. I think good things are coming your way.
Yep, we're going to keep grinding out, see what happens. I'm excited for the game.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, that's a University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer. Thanks to Jim Larinaga, Keno, as well Keno Gondra, Don Bailey Jr., Andy Vaughn, and David Cooney. Thank you for listening. High school sports coming up next, Bomber. Old Blue coming up next, right? All right, so stay tuned for more football discussion. Larry Bluestein coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.